The U.S. Election, Tyranny of the Minority, 22 August 2004. I read an interesting headline on Yahoo.com the other day, Expatriates May Swing U.S. Election, or something like that. This reminded me of the fact that the U.S. is now totally subject to what is called Tyranny of the Minority. As I recall, this term was introduced by John Brigham in 1984 in the book Civil Liberties and American Democracy, published by Congressional Quarterly Incorporated. What tyranny of the minority refers to is the fact that once a country becomes highly fractionated, such as the United States now is, lots of minority groups gain the power to determine the outcome of the elections, which are often very close and determined by a small number of voters in key states. Under the U.S. election system, all of a state's electoral votes are allocated to the party that wins the popular vote in the state. On many issues, the relatively homogeneous traditional culture, once the vast majority, but after years of mass immigration, now minority, are of similar views, or fairly evenly split, because, being homogeneous, they don't differ a lot on many issues. As a result, various minority groups, if they vote as blocs, can swing the election. Given this situation, the candidate standing for an election cannot afford to offend any sizable minority. The candidates must pander to the blacks, to the Hispanics, to the homosexuals, to the immigrants, or to any sizable minority group. As a result, they end up standing for nothing at all. You can see this effect very clearly in the current election campaign, with George Bush running against John Kerry. This election, as all of the previous ones, is truly amazing. The biosphere is being destroyed at a horrific rate, an estimated 30,000 to 150,000 species per year becoming extinct because of large human numbers and industrial activity. Global oil reserves are half exhausted, and all remaining oil will be gone by 2050. Since the world population is totally dependent on oil for modern agriculture, world population will drop from its current 6 billion to a few hundred million by then. Do Bush and Kerry ever discuss this? Of course not. It is never mentioned. Why? Because neither of them has the foggiest idea what to do about it. Because to do something meaningful to change things would reduce economic activity and the rate of creation of material wealth for the oligarchs. Take your pick. Nero is truly fiddling while Rome burns. A printed copy of this article may be found on the internet at the Foundation website, http://www.foundationwebsite.org.